To the cage here on 93.9 FM WVTT. Mike Morgan here with you on Friday, January 20th, 2012. We've got Robin Reese on the line. We're going to fire her up here once Fleetwood Mac is done playing. And we'll be talking to her about the big MMA fight this weekend. So let's fire that up. Robin, how are you? Welcome to the cage.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem. We're really excited to have you, and we just put this together today, so we're glad that you were able to join us.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess my first question to you is, and it's the fight tomorrow in Richmond is Muay Thai. Am I pronouncing that correct?
Muay Thai.
Okay. And what is that exactly? What can you describe that for our listeners?
Well, Muay Thai is the national sport of Thailand, and it's centuries and centuries old. It's a very, very old martial art form, and it used to be the fighting of the kings. And so as years and years went on, the popularity just increased, and now you're seeing Muay Thai in all over the U.S. You're seeing it in Europe and Australia, and it's still really huge in Thailand. And what makes Muay Thai different from other martial arts is it uses, instead of just, you know, using your fists for boxing or using your fists and your legs, as in Taekwondo or Karate, you're also using your knees and your elbows. So you've got your fists, your legs, and your knees and elbows, and using those as your weapons, basically.
Oh, wow. So this could get intense.
Yeah, it is. It can definitely get intense. And so I'm doing an amateur fight, so luckily, you know, we wear shin guards and headgear, and, you know, we have gloves and a mouth guard and everything. So,
oh, okay. So
it shouldn't be too bad.
That's good, then. That makes it a little bit better. Now, how did you get started with Muay Thai and get involved with this type of event?
I've always been really interested in martial arts. Even in middle school, I tried out Taekwondo. I wasn't really into Taekwondo because I didn't like the uniform, because it's this white, starchy uniform you have to wear every time. And that was just, you know, that's the way I was when I was a teenager. And then, you know, getting into college, I started doing kickboxing classes, and it was taught by a third-degree black belt in Taekwondo, so it was Taekwondo-style kickboxing, and we did a lot of bag work and mitt work, and that really gave me a lot of technique and form, and those that really just stuck with me, and I still have that muscle memory. And so when I started doing Muay Thai-style kickboxing down here in Arlington at LA Boxing, I picked it up pretty fast because I already had the basis down, and it was about a year ago is when I started sparring and getting more into it, and then, you know, my coach was, you know, trying to get me to actually do a fight, and I, you know, finally said yes and started training a lot more for it.
That's really interesting, because I'm curious how this is, because in New York, you know, everyone loves the MMA fights and everything involved with it, but it's illegal, I think, still in New York State. Is that true?
Wow.
I think that's correct, at least.
Yeah, like, with, I'm not really sure. Like, MMA and Muay Thai are a little different. With MMA, you're doing a lot of, like, grappling. You don't use like shin pads and head guards. It can, you know, and that's where you're seeing a lot of like, that's where like a lot of the UFC fights are. It's like MMA style.
Huh.
So MMA can definitely get pretty bad.
Sure, I bet. That's interesting. And now your parents live in Smethport, and are they making the trip down to Richmond for this battle or?
No, they're actually going to watch it on, I guess it's on pay-per-view, so they're going to be watching it, and they, you know, they told the town, and, like, they're really excited. So they're having a little party, and they're going to watch on pay-per-view.
That's really cool. So it's similar to the movie Warrior, where they all got together and watched it as a town.
Yeah, actually, I haven't seen that movie, but it's on my list.
Oh, you should see it then. It's really good. Really well made.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how does your mother handle the fact that tomorrow you're gonna be getting beat up a little bit? How's she okay? Is she okay with that?
She's probably not okay with it, but they wanted to come down, and so it's just kind of like this back and forth. Well, maybe you guys shouldn't come. Maybe it's best if you just watch me on TV. Because they never have seen me spar, and they don't know how I fight. They don't know how I'm prepared. So I think it might be a little hard for them to watch, but I just think it'd be safer for them to watch it at home. But I don't know. I think they are excited.
I hope so. And I would imagine, we're talking with Robin Reese, who is, going for a World Kickboxing Association Championship tomorrow. At a fight in Richmond, Virginia, and the person that you're taking on is a veteran with Muay Thai and on that scene. And do you know much about her or what to expect?
Yeah, she's done Muay Thai a lot. This is going to be this is my first fight ever, so part of me is just like, what are you doing, Robin? Like, this is crazy. And then the other part of me is like, this is going to be awesome, because she's only a couple pounds heavier than me. And most of the time when I fight or spar girls, they're larger and, stronger than me. So it's going to be really cool to fight against somebody that is around my same weight. And I think it'll be even more challenging that she is experienced and she has been around and in doing fights. So it'll be good.
Exactly. I think, it would be a great, it's a great opportunity for you to face someone who has been doing it for a long time. Do you have intentions of continuing with, professional fighting and doing other events like this?
I don't know yet. Doing a fight has been on my list of things that I've always wanted to do. And so now that I'm getting the chance to do it, I'm going to probably take a break after this. And I'm also in grad school right now, and I'm really busy doing school and interning. So I'll probably have to just, take a break from it and, just put all my focus into school so I can just graduate and, just move on. But it's always a possibility.
Exactly, and the fact that you have all this stuff on your plate as it is, and you've been preparing for this, I think is a huge testament. I know the town of Smethport is very excited for this event tomorrow, and it will be available on pay-per-view over the internet. You can watch it. And again, Robin Reese is fighting in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Tomorrow, right?
Yep, that's right. It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock in the World Kickboxing Association Championship. And, Robin, thank you for joining us here on The Cage, and thank you for all the information that you gave us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.